Dear visitor, welcome to the Baglio di Carini. This guide has been created by the Jonathan Livingston Association ODV under the patronage of the Municipality of Carini, thanks to the funds from the National Recovery and Resilience Plan of the Ministry of Culture as part of Mission 1, Digitalization, Innovation, Competitiveness, Culture, and Tourism, and Component 3, Tourism and Culture 4.0. We are honored that you have chosen to visit this site. Here we are, dear visitor, ready to explore together a fascinating chapter of Sicilian history rooted in watchtowers and ancient cities. We find ourselves in the territory of Carini, in the province of Palermo, where the coastal towers narrate the story of an island that defended itself with ingenuity and determination against pirate raids during the 16th and 17th centuries. Let's embark on this journey through history, culture, and landscape. Let's begin with the Baglio di Carini, also known as the Baglio dei Pescatori. This rural complex, located along the coast, is a true symbol of Western Sicily. Did you know that the term Baglio comes from the Arabic word Bahal, meaning courtyard? It describes a cluster of agricultural buildings arranged around a central courtyard, a place where life revolved around work and community. The history of the Baglio di Carini dates back to the 13th century, when it served as an operational center for the local tuna fishery and agricultural activities. But there's more. In the 16th century, this site became a defensive stronghold with the addition of a watchtower, which still stands as a reminder of the fears and dangers of the past. Pirates were always lurking, and this tower, with its sturdy walls, not only watched over the sea, but also provided refuge to fishermen and local inhabitants. Unfortunately, the history of the Baglio di Carini also serves as a warning about the importance of preservation. In 2018, the tower was declared unsafe and was placed under preventive sequestration to ensure public safety. In 2021, a tragic event occurred. Part of the tower collapsed. This sparked significant debate among residents and scholars about the urgent need to preserve our cultural heritage. Despite everything, the Baglio has not lost its charm. Some parts of the structure have been adapted for residential and commercial use, and there is renewed interest in its restoration. Walking here, you can feel the strength of history still pulsing through these walls. But the history of Carini doesn't stop here. To truly understand it, we need to go back to the ancient city of Hikara, a Sican settlement that once thrived in these lands. Imagine, it was the 5th century BC, and Hikara was a flourishing maritime emporium, a trading point for the Phoenicians who brought metals and unfamiliar goods to the island. In 415 BC, during the Athenian expedition to Sicily, Hikara was brutally attacked and destroyed. Its inhabitants were enslaved and sold, including Laid, who became a celebrated courtesan in Corinth. But the story doesn't end there. The survivors of Hikara took refuge inland, founding a new settlement in the area now known as Contrada San Nicola. This relocation marked a historical continuity that is still reflected today. Structures like the Baglio di Carini are the result of this evolution, a bridge between ancient civilizations and modern communities. What makes the Baglio di Carini and its tower so special? They are not just walls and stones, they are a window into a past that speaks of fishing, agriculture, defense, and resilience. They are precious testimonies of how Sicily has managed to reinvent itself, embracing its roots without ever forgetting them. So, as you stroll here, let the sea breeze tell you the stories of fishermen, Phoenician merchants, and the brave inhabitants of Hikara. And remember, every stone, every ruin, every detail invites us to preserve what remains so that future generations too can hear these wonderful stories.